Hello, folks, and welcome back to a impromptu episode of the Outdoor Evolution Podcast. It has been a few months since we've done an episode. I've been off gallivanting, doing other things, other media projects, currently working on another podcast series, actually. But today, since I had a good friend of mine here in town that had come out to work on some projects with me, had come out to go for a hike with me in the Grand Canyon, I figured that we would have this little impromptu conversation, sit down, dissect some fun information about maybe some stuff that we're working on here in the future, talk about a couple projects that we've worked on in the past, and just kind of pick his brain, because I find him to be quite fascinating and a brother in creativity and a brother on the trail, and that is Mr. Chris Carter. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming out here. And
we've been talking about it for a while, and it just had to happen at some point.
Yeah.
We found a great weather window, didn't we?
Yes. The perfect weather. And that's totally a joke, folks. There's like 70-plus inches of snow we've had here in Flagstaff. And, you know, Chris just came out here at the perfect time for us to get kind of snowed in. And but it's been good. We've been able to sit down and kind of creatively brainstorm about some stuff, which I'm really excited to get into with you. And we'll kind of go over some of that here in a second. But I do want to kind of set the scene a little bit and talk about Chris, and then have him talk about Chris. And some of you might know Mr. Carter from his trail moniker, Rad. I met Chris out on the CDT in 2021. God, that feels like it was last year.
Jesus.
It's terrifying, right?
Absolutely.
And after that, last year, we actually got together and we did a little short film that I've talked about here on the podcast. It's over on our YouTube channel. And that is a short film called The Community. If you haven't seen that, go check it out on our The Outdoor Evolution YouTube channel. You can find the trailer on my channel, Darwin on the Trail. You can also find it on the website. But that was a little project that we did last year. But you want to set the stage of kind of how we exactly met on the CDT and what that turned into?
Yeah, so I met you up in Glacier at one of the lowest points for me, honestly, on the CDT.
Yeah.
I was really dejected because I had been bouncing around a bunch trying to avoid some snow and smoke and fires that I was planning on hopping back down to finish. Hopped up to Glacier to try to catch it before the smoke rolled in. Right as I got there, smoke rolled in. It was super depressing. I was dejected, sitting at the Amtrak station contemplating whether I wanted to really pull the plug and get a train back home. And I saw this huge, bright smile pop out of the woods and trot up to me confidently. And, hey, I'm Darwin. I didn't really know you before. And we just connected, had some Mexican food together, and ended up running into each other.
That's usually how the best situation. That's in my experience, that's where the best relationships are made, through Mexican food.
Pretty much all of mine have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ran into you again down in Dubois, Wyoming. And got to hike with you and Terminator, another hiker, through the Wind River Range, which was magical for a number of different reasons. Primarily, I'd been hiking completely alone for most of the CDT, and I was quite starved for community, which is what a bunch of people go out to the trail,
yeah,
to a through hike to experience. Yeah. And I just hadn't had that and was very starved for that. Getting to hike through really one of the crown gems of the CDT with you two was a highlight for me. It was, as I look back, one of my favorite experiences on trail for, you know, a number of different reasons. I got to kind of bounce creative ideas off of you. We're filming, you know, I was working, yeah, on a documentary of the trail. You were filming it, and the opportunity to get to shoot with you. I wasn't the only one setting up shots, pissing off the other hikers. It was pretty key. So,
I feel like, yeah, there's probably a lot of like a lot of footage like that you probably filmed of me just giving you shit the whole time.
Oh, dude, 100%. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to film like Chris does. Yeah, the amount of unusable crap I have.
I like to do that. I like to ruin people's footage or photos. Like, that's why I usually make really ignorant faces and, like, raise my eyebrows.
Got plenty of that. Yeah. So, yeah, man, and then we just connected after the trail. We shot that short film, The Community, together. And I've just stayed in contact with each other, become good friends.
Yeah. So I do want to kind of talk about your background, and because I found it so fascinating. Like, one of the most fascinating things when I first met you was finding out where you're from and finding out your life, because like it kind of shocked me a little bit. I also think that it helps kind of play into what we're talking about today, and that is traveling, and that is seeing the world, and experiencing and learning more and growing as a person the more you go and connect with other people, whether that is through hiking, which obviously anyone that listens to this will know I've talked for years about, like, how what I fell in love with in through hiking was meeting new people and making connections, and it kind of opening up my mind and giving me a different perspective on life. And, you know, I got so much of that at some point that then I was ready to kind of see more and start traveling. I've spent a lot of time over this past year traveling to other countries, seeing other cultures, experiencing other stuff. But Chris has this kind of almost, I don't know, I want to say like this flip-flopped version of that, which I'll let you take it from here. Like, tell the folks at home, like, your background, kind of where you grew up.
Right. So even though I look more American than most Americans, I'm about three shades whiter than Darwin, with blonde hair, pale skin, blue eyes. I grew up pretty much my entire life in Kenya, East Africa. My parents worked out there and were missionaries. And I grew up since I was like 5 years old in a very rural Kenyan context. Ended up going to college in America, but really didn't have a lot of experience in America before going off to college. So most of my framework and understanding of the world was from an African and a Kenyan perspective, which made culture shock a little interesting coming to the States, because I do not look like I'm not from here, but I had no idea what a hashtag was or how to order from certain restaurants or the appropriate way to greet somebody. And you just kind of have to roll with the punches with that. Since gotten a lot better, but
how I first found out about any of that, or, like, you know, obviously we were spending a ton of time together out on the CDT, but I want to say that how that conversation started of you, like, telling us, like, that you were from Kenya and stuff was, I think that I was making references to Ghostbusters or something, or Back to the Future. And I was like, right? And you're like, I've never seen that. And I was like, what? How can you never have seen that movie? And then it was kind of this, like, I'm a big pop culture fan. I watched a lot of movies. I listened to a lot of music. And, like, Chris wasn't picking up on any of the cues, like these pop culture references. And I was like, how could you have never seen those? Like, would you live some sort of sheltered life? And you're like, well, actually, I grew up in Kenya. I was like, no.
No way. Well, not much changed, Darwin. I constantly feel like this shadow of disappointment from you at the amount of references.
That makes me sound like an ass.
The amount of references that go over my head. But no, man, it's not just, I mean, I have so many friends here it's like the entire conversation is about The Office. It's such a key element of American culture.
Strange, right?
A little bit.
I find it strange too.
I'll just sit there like, dude, I've gotten good at faking it, being like, oh yeah, dude, when he spills the chili, you know, but it's like, I have no idea.
You just like look at memes and stuff on Instagram. That's like exactly the Cliff Notes of The Office.
Yeah, for sure. But no, man, that was a huge, I mean, that's my background and culture. And one of the main impetuses for me to go out on originally the Pacific Crest Trail in 2018 was to get a deeper experience of American culture and to kind of survey the diversity that America has to offer. Because one thing I found, like, really interesting when I came to the States is a lot of my friends would just say that America does not have a culture, that it's such a melting pot of different communities and contexts that it's not a lot of culture. For me, I found it to have a very explicit culture, a very beautiful one at that. And from my experience in traveling and visiting different places, if you go to a country that doesn't have a lot of pride in its culture, then it's almost like there's this element of kind of depression and sadness and lack of identity that comes after that.
Yeah.
And so it was really interesting kind of like seeing that perspective from a lot of my friends here in the States. And I experienced it to a radical degree just when I was in like Chattanooga, Tennessee, where I went to college. But I wanted to experience the West. I wanted to experience the North. I wanted to experience all elements of it. And what better way than to just freaking walk from town to town and resupply in towns and sit down with the locals and chat about the culture. And, you know, the PCT was beautiful, like these crazy elements of culture I never experienced from these, you know, old towns harkening back to how American culture was 50, 60 years ago to a nudist colony in Deep Creek Hot Springs to like P&W culture up in Oregon and Washington. Like, wow, just this crazy, beautiful survey of American culture. And then also the people that I got to interact with and hike with, all the different worldviews and perspectives that they introduced me to, which was, you know, I'm a Christian growing up in like that missions context, going to a Christian school. And I had lived in very much a bubble, a kind of a Christian bubble for that time. Getting to experience so many different worldviews and perspectives expanded my understanding of different religions, different things. And it made my relationship with like others so much better, my relationship with God better, my understanding of different perspectives. It was just a holistically enlightening experience, I guess, you know. And what kind of convinced me and cajoled me to go ahead and do the CDT and the AT, and I was addicted to that way of experiencing culture and community, you know?
Yeah, I just find that so fascinating. And like, it's because, you know, even for me, like going to do like the AT for the first time, it's not, you know, going and experiencing that culture for me is not like, it's not the same experience as me going to like Nepal, right? But for you, I feel like because you grew up in another country and then coming here and going out to do something like the PCT, it's pretty much the exact same thing. It's like me going to Nepal and like hanging out at small little tea houses in the Himalayas is the same thing as you going to hike the PCT and hanging out in these little trail towns. And I find that so fascinating because it's like some thru-hikers, I would think, like, you know, kind of take it for granted. Like, obviously, we're all out there and we're having this awesome experience and connecting with the community. But it just shows you that travel and experiencing different communities and different cultures can really expand your worldview. And it can expand how you see the world around you, and it can shape you as a person.
Well, and that's kind of what we are interested in exploring right now is, why do we travel? What's the root of it? And why spend the time, money, energy to expand your mind by experiencing different cultures and places and stuff? Something that was interesting for me is I grew up my entire life in Kenya, but this couple months ago, July, I spent the whole month back in Kenya shooting a film for a conservation agency. And I was in a very different part of the country. And it was almost like I was having a totally different experience culturally. Yet I was in my home country that I feel the most confident in. I speak the language. I know the culture. And it would be interesting to kind of have that narrative, even for Americans that are going out on a thru hike, of if you really can appreciate the diversity of culture in America, if you go out with that mindset of like, I'm out to learn about the culture of America, learn more about my roots, and maybe if I have an open mind, I'm going to learn something new and potentially adopt a little more humility and see that America is so diverse and there are these little pockets of beautiful culture that I get to experience.
Yeah.
And I guess when you just flat out say America doesn't have culture, then it really limits the gift that you can get from having that mindset while you travel, you know? So
for anyone that's listening knows that I spent the last year, again, you know, I had to step away from YouTube and I had to step away from thru hiking because I had just done it so much that I was like, all right, well, I've experienced everything, not everything, but like my fair share of like this culture,
right?
These people, this country, these trails, you know, these states, this wilderness, these mountains. It's like, well, now I want to broaden my, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess knowledge.
Well, there's so much that you broaden. It's hard to pin it on one word.
It is 100%. Like the food, the smells, the everything, which is why I have personally invested so much in world travel. And it's something that I kind of encourage everybody to do, whether it's you kind of breaking out and going to do a thru hike of the PCT, or it's you going to, you know, Vietnam and hanging out for a week and like eating good food and learning about new culture. So speaking of that, so this last year, obviously I went to 5 different countries. I went to Fiji, Great Britain, Great Britain altogether, Scotland and England, or England and Scotland, I guess, back to back, then Nepal and then Ecuador. So a bunch of different countries and experienced a lot of other cultures. Where all did you, because I know that you did some world travel over this past year as well.
Yeah, I had a cool opportunity to shoot some content just in my local community in Chattanooga, which gave me a diverse perspective on it, and then back out west on the Tahoe Rim Trail and see that side of things, and then almost immediately flew out to Kenya for this film and shot in a variety of different places around Kenya, and flew straight from there to Croatia, met my girlfriend in Croatia, and we shot some content for a company there. Quite the contrast from Kenya to Croatia, but enlightening. Yeah, and then came back and, you know, obviously shot that film with you. Just got, you know, was very blessed to experience a variety of different cultures that I had not integrated in before. And I think, you know, both of us, we kind of talked after you and I settled back in the States after this wild year of constant movement. And both of us just kind of had this sigh of relief of like, you know, we're here and like, that was crazy. And what did we learn? And this constant theme that came out from you and I talking about it is just how refreshing it was to go to these new places and experiences and be what we called kind of a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
In a really unique way, you get to go and be this passive observer while still being an active contributor to the conversation and the context.
Yeah.
When you don't know anything about what's going on, it's incredibly freeing and takes away an element of that ego where you get to just observe what's going on. You know, you talked to me about going into some of these tea shops in Nepal and not knowing the language, not knowing how to order, not knowing what's going on, and that being one of the most beautiful things ever. And you could go two ways. You feel like you have no control over the situation, or you get to relax, take a breath, and realize that that's part of the journey. And what's interesting about traveling like domestically is you feel like you always have to have something under control. So like, I'm going to go into resupply and I speak the language. I know how to navigate a Walmart, all this stuff. I'm going to go in and crank out this resupply and I can talk to the cashier and jabber back and forth with them. But when you go to another context, you don't have that at all. Right. And that can either be super overwhelming or this very, very beautiful destruction of ego and entering into this space as a fly on the wall and getting to appreciate what's going on around you without having to, without feeling obliged to like change the situation.
Sure.
You know, I guess is what the root of it is. And I think you and I both connected on that on a really deep level, which got us talking about just like what we want to do in the future with media, what we want to do with travel and how we use our bodies and the gifts that we've been given. And, yeah, we've brainstormed some pretty fun things.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, to your point, like one of the things that I think that I've been bitten by the bug so much of travel, and I want to go to these other countries and I want to experience these other cultures, harkens back to my first long distance hike, which was the AT back in 2015. And I have said it for years and I'll say it over and over and over again. Like when I think of long distance hiking, I think of the AT because it was such a magical experience and it's where it'll always feel like home. And it's because of, it was a new situation. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know anything about, I did a little bit of research, but didn't really know anything about the AT. I didn't know what towns I was going to be going into. I didn't know the types of people I was going to meet. I didn't understand the culture. So it was so impactful. And as much as I loved long distance hiking for like the next 6 years, none of those hikes and none of those experiences were quite like that first one because I didn't know anything about it. It was new, it was fresh. And I think that as human beings, I think that the experiences that you remember the most are ones that are brand new that you don't know a lot about and that are like a surprise and you get to learn as you go. So even with like long distance hiking, where I started to kind of lose the appeal of long distance hiking, especially over the last couple of years, is I was like, well, I've had this experience. I've met these people. I've been to these towns. I've hiked these trails. I've went through these mountains. So this last year, where now I'm just purely addicted because I had went to a couple countries before and I had been to Great Britain before. So that wasn't 100% a new experience. Fiji was kind of a different thing. I was there to shoot a film. But Nepal, I went to Nepal. I didn't know anything about it. And for the first time in 7 years, I had that new experience again. Completely hit me like a ton of bricks. Wow. Because I was like, oh my God, this is just like whenever I went to go hike the AT for the first time. I don't know anything about it. I don't know where I'm going. I don't understand the culture. And it was this kind of very freeing, refreshing, like, oh, I remember why I love this. I remember why I travel. I remember why I have like such a craving to kind of get out of my regular 9-to-5 every day. Because, you know, like through hiking over 7 years had become like not a job, but it had become like something that I'm used to. It's just like, you know, getting up and making breakfast every morning. Like, it's not that exciting because, like, well, you do it every morning. You know what the routine is and you know how to do it. You know what you're going to eat and whatever, whatever. So going to Nepal was this, for the first time in 7 years, it was completely new experience.
Right.
From the ground up. And now I'm so addicted to that because it's kind of like, I've said this on the podcast before, I've never done heroin, but I would think it's akin to like chasing, like they always say, chasing the dragon, right? Like you're always trying to find that first high.
Mm.
And like 7 years of thru hiking was me trying to relive that first hike, that feeling that I had on that first hike. And when I went to Nepal, I found it again.
Right. And what was that? What was that feeling? Why did that spark that in you again?
I don't know, man. It's like, I know you and I have talked about it and it's really hard for me to explain to people, but it was like, I think it was just because it was so new. And again, like you said, it was like being a fly on the wall. It was like, nobody knows me here. I don't know anybody here. I'm going to try to integrate into this and be a part of it. From like having no frame of reference on it. And it's humbling. It's so humbling when you can do that.
Key there, man.
Because you don't know anything about anything. Like,
totally.
You know, I don't know shit about the situation. And that's what the first long distance hike was.
Totally.
I didn't know shit about long distance hiking. I knew how to hike. I knew how to carry a bag on my back. You know, I knew somewhat how to like resupply when I had to, but I didn't really know what I was doing. And that's humbling. And I think by being humbled, you're so present in it because you're just constantly learning. So you're open to everything and you're witnessing everything as it's happening. But again, once you've done something so many times, once you've experienced the same place so many times, it's not as humbling anymore because you know a little bit about it. It's like, oh, well, I know how to hitch into a town. Oh, well, I know how to hike 20 miles. Oh, well, I know how to resupply. I think going to Nepal and experiencing that fresh thing, it was so humbling because I had no clue what I was doing and I got to be super present for the first time in a very long time.
Mm.
And it's kind of weird to say, and it sounds bad. I know I've touched on that here on the podcast, but I just think it doesn't matter what you do in life.
Yeah.
If you do something all the time, you could love doing it. Like I've said for years, like, you can love video games, and I'm not a video game person, so maybe this is a bad example, but like you can love video games.
Yeah.
But I bet you if you got a job as like your job is playing video games, you would start really disliking playing video, not disliking, but like it just wouldn't be that exciting to play a video game anymore, right?
Totally.
Because you know it all. Like you know what it feels like to do it, and you're doing it every day, so anything becomes mundane after a while.
Right.
Where I think going to a different country and having a different experience and being a fly on the wall and being humbled, it takes all that away. Like it's fresh, it's new, and you get to really learn and you're like a sponge. You get to absorb everything around you. And for me, it really sparked a lot of creativity.
Totally.
Again.
Well, and I think one of the takeaways from our conversation, something that I've experienced and that you voice that you experience, is when you have those moments internationally or even domestically while you're traveling, then the problems that you thought were so magnanimous back home mm-hmm. seem to melt away mm-hmm. in light of this diverse perspective that Absolutely. You're observing. And you get to almost put that aside for a moment and experience what it's like to live with gratitude, with peace, with humility, and with acceptance. And then it's like when you come back home, it hits you with a bunch of bricks, like reality, and you're like, I got bills, I got taxes, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not like those things don't exist when you're traveling. They still exist, but for some reason, it just doesn't bother you as
much.
It melts
away a little bit.
Yeah, and so you and I talk a lot about mental health as well, and mental health in relation to through hiking, to adventuring, to travel. And, you know, one of the interesting things is, it's like, how can you learn how to harness that mindset that you have while you're traveling in local contexts, in your own context, and deal with issues that you have in a, not push them under the carpet and not deal with them, but have peace through them.
It's so hard.
It is hard, but you know, you and I both through travel have adopted tools and skills that I know we've been able to use in everyday life to deal with those things, you know, which I think is one of the greatest gifts of travel.
Absolutely.
Is you're getting to see super beautiful, diverse, cool places. You're meeting new people, new experiences, but you're also learning so much about yourself, so much about what you need to push through hard circumstances. And if you can be dropped down into a middle of a random country in a town, know nothing about a situation, somehow find a hostel, get food, all this crazy stuff, then it's like, all right, if I can push through this totally weird, diverse situation that I know nothing about, maybe I can push through this situation in my home that I do know more about and, you know, deal with it with a little less stress.
Totally.
Super, super challenging. But to me, one of the biggest gifts of travel, and something that is important to tap into while you're doing it, you know?
Yeah. Whenever I got back from Nepal, like, I think everybody around me was like, oh, you're so zen. Like, you're so, and I was so calm when I got back from Nepal, because I was just like, because of that, like, because I was able to kind of shed all of these little stressors and things that are going on in my life. And I mean, I think anybody that's listening to this can agree that, like, even going out on a backpacking trip for a weekend, like, you come back and, like, for the first couple of days that you're back, you're just very relaxed. Everything's cool. And then, you know, obviously all the stresses of the world start kind of coming in again and kind of weighing you down. You can almost kind of forget about it until that's why a lot of people, like, hunger for it again. Like, I got to get out again. I got to get out. And, it's interesting how the human mind works. And, like, wouldn't it be great if we could all just, like, kind of focus on that all the time and, like, try to, like, be super, and that's why I want to do so much more travel, like, worldwide, is because, like, I'm almost searching for, like, how can I harness this? Like, how can I take this and, like, this power and use it in my everyday life back at home, even, like, you know, when everything is stressful and shit's hit the fan and bad things are happening, how can I, like, tune into that and zen back out and be humbled. That being said, this was all kind of like a little bit of a, I don't know, like a setup, a segue into something that Chris and I are working pretty hard on right now. And I guess the information that I could give on it is it's going to involve cameras. It's going to involve us working together, and it's going to involve us traveling and possibly seeing the world and trying to capture that and share that with other people to hopefully inspire them to get out and experience more and learn more and be humbled and be a fly on the wall, to hopefully, you know, help shed some of those stresses, let all those, you know, those little insignificant things that I think all of us stress about all the time. I mean, you know, even stupid little things where you post something on Instagram and then you wish you wouldn't have posted it like 2 days later. And anybody that's listening,
what an abstract example.
Yeah. You might know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know. But yeah, so big things coming. Like I said, this is a total impromptu episode. there was no real structure for it. It's just like, let's turn on the mic and let's have a little conversation.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we're jacked about, what we're in, like, what we're currently just ready to be inspired by. And right now, folks, it's travel. It's seeing the world. It's being humbled. It's quote unquote being a fly on the wall, if you will. Yeah, man. So, dude, thanks for coming out here and like spending this week hanging out and us doing, like, you know, being creative together and having deep conversations together. I mean, whew, we could have one hell of a podcast if we like shared all that. It'd be like a 3-hour podcast of us just like sharing all these super deep conversations we've had. And, you know, going hiking in the Grand Canyon and everything. Like, I really appreciate, like, I'm so happy that we randomly met on the CDT and like have been able to kind of like, I don't know, thread like this creative travel passion, like through the last couple years of like, I think we're on to something pretty killer right now. And I'm excited to create more with you and be humbled with you.
Wow. That's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. It's been super cool. Great to see your life out here. One of my favorite things when I came to America is just getting to make friends and then see the context that they feel comfortable in, because you just learn so much about them. So seeing you in your house, in your place, in the wilderness that you feel comfortable in has been really beautiful and has given me an insight into just your character, your passions, what, you know, keeps you fired up and stoked on life. And so that's been a huge blessing. I'm really thankful for it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Wish we could talk for longer, but I got a plane to catch.
He's like, about to catch a plane. That's literally this. And that's how impromptu this is.
Yeah. Like 45 minutes and we're like, and we're doing it.
And it's time to go. So folks, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks so much for sitting through this random conversation. Hopefully you got inspired by this. Hopefully it makes you kind of hunger to get out, whether it's on your local trail, maybe it's a through hike, maybe it's going over and seeing the rest of the world and starting that journey. There's going to be a lot more conversation here on the podcast about these types of themes, since that's really what my focus is right now. Not just adventuring here in the country and on our trails and bike packing and stuff like that, but really expanding to the rest of the world, seeing the rest of the world, being a fly on the wall, and being humbled. A huge thanks to Chris for joining me as co-host on this very impromptu episode. Make sure to go check out Chris on Instagram at ChrisCarter146 or check out his YouTube channel. If you haven't had a chance yet, go over to the Outdoor Evolution YouTube channel and check out the short film that we did together called The Community. If you want to help support the podcast and get bonus content like early access to episodes, hours of exclusive videos, and even a weekly bonus podcast with yours truly, you can become a member of our Patreon community, and we'll leave a link in the show notes. If you've been enjoying the podcast, do us a favor and give it a rating and or a review wherever you're currently listening. Make sure to check out theoutdoorevolution.com to keep up to date with all of our new articles, products, and more. You can follow us over on Instagram at The Outdoor Evolution. And folks, that's going to do it for another episode. Thanks so much for tuning in.